Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. You're not wearing headphones, are you?
No.
No. Because you can't hear Mr. and Mrs. Fiddly Diddly Bum Bum.
Be nice to each other.
Nice soft trumpets in the background.
Mr. and Mrs. You gotta love one another,
Mr. and Mrs.
Think of the future.
Think of the future. Come on.
And
all you're hoping for. Think of that. Be nice to each other. That's the whole thing of it. Are you sneezing, love? It's good on the radio.
Sharing each
something forevermore, it says.
All your money. I think that's what it said.
Sharing all your cash forevermore. Wait, what is it?
It's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do, being true.
As long as what?
As long as we remember.
To be strong.
Remember to be strong, Ava.
Proving each day
that we really care.
About all the plans we've shared. Together.
Together, that's where we both belong. Did you say, sorry, what did you say, love?
I said, are you welling up over there?
No, I'm just listening to the advice. I think it's very good advice. It's saved me a lot of money on self-help books and counselling. Yeah, so good. That's what they say about what you should do. I'm not sure about this whole thing.
Be nice to each other.
Well, no, you and I, we get on the air. We're very good to each other, very nice. And if we were having a rubbish day, if we'd woken up this morning annoyed with each other about something, we wouldn't be doing this, would we? You know what I mean? I'd say, no, don't come in because it's not going to be good. So, it makes us the impression that everything's always all right. And then other people who sit out in the world who are not having a great time today, they think, oh, God, we're different or we're not right.
So next time we have a row, I'll come in and we can just continue it on the air.
Yeah, we'll just do it on the air.
That'd be lovely for everybody.
Right. No, I understand that we shouldn't do that. It's a problem. It's something which I find maybe a little bit, not confusing, but it creates a question in my mind.
Here's a disclaimer.
What?
We're not the perfect couple.
Right. We should have a little disclaimer like that. Jason and Ava, not the perfect couple. We have the same problems as everybody else, and sometimes more, sometimes less.
And we have some real humdingers.
Right, we do. And often it's not anything to do with the actual argument itself. It's just some other thing, maybe something in the past, maybe just something we don't want to actually say out loud.
Festering resentment from 6 years ago. Like the time when you...
Or when somebody else did something. Do you know what I mean? It's often the case. That's really it, isn't it? Really, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm just saying, we're not perfect. So, we love one another. I'm so irritated by that. I'm going to play it again. All right. So this is what we do. I ask you a question. You get it wrong. I have a resentment.
Okay, let's see.
Right?
Go on.
Okay. What's his favourite song? And what would you say... What would he say your favourite song is?
I've no idea what he'd say my favourite song is. But I think, well...
This is your favourite song.
I know that you've got a special place in your heart for the darkness.
Yes! Yes! If you were going to ask
I believe in a thing called love.
Or also Elbow Station Approach at the moment, I'm really into.
I can't go on your weekly... fancies
but whims
John Martin what either Solid Air or
May You Never
yeah
they're not I, you know what I'm kind of over that I loved him for
okay,
so long
all right then I'll go with my first answer.
Solid Air's still great. We play it on the air actually, that one. It's in rotation, which is unbelievable. You know, I hate to blow our station's trumpet, but cool that we play that.
Very cool. Nobody else is playing that.
No, that's
nobody
right.
was playing it when it.
I wonder if there's somebody in England, right, who gets his money because he's dead now. I wonder if somebody looks on the thing and goes, "What's this radio station in California playing it four times a day? What?" They should get in touch if they're listening.
What's the first movie you ever saw together? Well, you won't know the answer to that. Because you never see a whole movie all the way through. Because you're always asleep.
It was.
What was it?
Well, actually, well, we didn't see it all the way through. I actually remember walking into your apartment in London on the Fulham Road, and you were crying your eyes out. You were watching. I just walked in, you'd given me a key because I was staying there.
Yeah.
And you were crying your eyes out. And I said, what's the matter? And you went, I'm watching Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof, yeah. But I remember the first movie I think we went to the actual picture to see was Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Yeah, but that wasn't the first movie we actually saw together.
No, but into the movies, the actual theatre.
It was Exit Through the Gift
Shop. Yeah, I think it was that. It's a good movie, that. Brilliant.
But the first movie we saw together was the one with Gogol Bordello in.
Oh, Everything is Illuminated. That's you fell asleep. Okay, what's his favourite time of year?
His birthday. Christmas.
Good one, yeah. Yeah, whenever there's gifts involved, I'm down for it. So I think that's right, Ava.
Okay.
One more question.
Go on, then.
What were his exact words when he proposed? Exact words, please. And begin.
Really, God, no memory. No memory.
No, I can't remember either.
But I know I was not very well at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Said, will you marry me?
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably a simple one, isn't it? All right. That's great. Well done. I think you scored there. I think you won that whole game.
No resentments? No lasting resentments? We okay?
I can probably develop one or two.
Your friend, I can follow you. sun. Taking your time as you've been walking on solid air. Don't know what's going wrong inside.